Our scripture reading is taken from Judges chapter 8, verses 4 to 35. Judges chapter 8, verse 4. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over. He and the 300 men that were with him, faint yet pursuing them. And he said unto the men of Succoth, Give, I pray you, a loaf of bread unto the people that follow me, for they be faint. And I am pursuing after Ziba and Zalmunna, king of Midian. And the princes of Succoth said, Are the hands of Ziba and Zalmunna now in thine hand, that we should give bread unto thine army? And Gideon said, Therefore, when the Lord has delivered Ziba and Zalmunna into mine hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorn of the wilderness, and with briars. Verse 8. And he went up thence to Penuel, and spake unto them likewise. And the men of Penuel answered him, as the men of Succoth had answered him. And he spake unto the men of Penuel, saying, When I come again peace, I will break down this tower. Now Ziba and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their host with them, about 15,000 men. All that were left of all the host of children of the east. For there fell 120,000 men that drew sword. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwell in tents on the east of Nova and Jokbaha, and smote the host, for the host was secure. Verse 12, And when Ziba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them, and took the two kings of Midian, Ziba and Zalmunna, and discomfited all the host. And Gideon, the son of Joash, returned from battle before the sun was up, and called a young man of the men of Succoth, and inquired of him. And he described unto him the princes of Succoth, and the elder thereof, even 70 men. And he came unto the men of Succoth, and said, Behold, Ziba and Zalmunna, with whom ye did upbraid me, saying, Are the hands of Ziba and Zalmunna now in thine hand, that we should give bread unto thy men, that we are weary? And he took the elder of the city, and thorn of the wilderness and briars, and with them he taught a man of Succoth. And he beat down the tower of Penuel and slew the men of the city. Verse 18. Then said he unto Ziba and Zalmunna, What manner of men were they whom he slew at Tabor? And they answered, As thou art, so were they. Each one resembled the children of a king. And he said, They were my brethren, even the sons of my mother. As the Lord liveth, if ye have saved them alive, I would not slay you. And he said unto Jether, his firstborn, Up and slay them. But the youth drew not his sword for his fear, because he was yet a youth. Then Ziba and Zalmunna said, Rise thou and fall upon us. For as a man is, so is his strength. And Gideon arose and slew Ziba and Zalmunna, and took away the ornament that were on their camel's neck. Then the men of Israel said unto Gideon, Rule thou over us, both thou and thy son's sons also. For thou hast delivered us from the hands of Midian. 23. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. And Gideon said unto them, I would desire a request of you, that ye would give me every man the earrings of his prey. For they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, We will willingly give them. And they spread a garment, and did cast therein every man the earrings of his prey. And the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, beside ornament and corals and purple raiment that was on the kings of Midian, and beside the chain that were about their camel's neck. 27. And Gideon made an ephod thereof, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went thither and whoring after it, which thing became a snare unto Gideon and to his house. 28. Thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their hands no more. And the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon. And Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and dwelt in his own house. And Gideon has 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bare a son, whose name he called Abimelech. 32. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in good old age, and was buried in the sepulchre of Joash his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrite. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again, and went whoring after Baalim, and made Baal-beareth their god. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of hands of all their enemy on every side, neither showed their kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, named Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had shown unto Israel. Amen. May God bless us for the reading of this scripture.